Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 18th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission introduced new rules requiring internet service providers to display easy-to-read labels with key facts about products at the point of sale. They look like nutrition labels and should include a base price, itemized additional fees, speeds, and any data allowances. Google began rolling out updates to local search it first announced back in September. Next week, search with Google Maps Live View, which uses your camera to find information on nearby places, will roll out in London, Los Angeles, Paris, New York, San Francisco, and Tokyo. U.S. users can also search for restaurants by a specific dish, either through text or a picture in Google Lens. Other additions include letting EV owners filter charging station maps by fast chargers and finding wheelchair-accessible places globally in maps. TikTok asked members of its content and safety advisory councils to test a beta version of its research API. This will provide a way for researchers to assess content and conduct trials on the platform. TikTok also said it's developing a content moderation API, which will give researchers a way to evaluate its content moderation system, although it said more details about it would be available in the coming months. A new study from the Mayo Clinic looked at if the Apple Watch's ECG feature can detect heart abnormalities like left ventricular dysfunction. These abnormalities are often undiagnosed because they don't show symptoms. Looking at 2,454 patients across 11 countries, the researchers' findings indicate that consumer watch ECGs acquired in non-clinical environments can identify patients with cardiac dysfunction. An AI algorithm used in the study is currently being reviewed by the FDA. The Indian Space Research Organization successfully launched the country's first privately developed vehicle, the Vikram-S suborbital rocket, developed by Skyroot Aerospace. Skyroot developed the 6-meter-long rocket over the last 2 years, and it carried payloads for 3 customers. Qualcomm announced its new Snapdragon AR2 Gen 1 chip, meant for augmented reality glasses. The chip is designed to work with one coprocessor in each arm of a pair of glasses and a third above the bridge. The chip is optimized to be faster at things like object recognition and hand tracking and uses half the power of the XR2 that's meant for VR headsets. It also supports eye tracking and iris recognition and can be paired with the phone's chip for graphics processing. Qualcomm also announced a sub-brand of Snapdragon to identify its CPUs as Qualcomm Orion. Facebook informed users it will remove the religious views, political views, addresses, and interested in fields from profiles as of December 1st. A spokesperson said the changes will make the social network easier to use. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. government continues to seek information on agreements Elon Musk made with foreign investors who hold stakes in Twitter after his acquisition of the company, specifically around access to user data. Earlier this week, the U.S. Treasury Department, which leads the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., said it saw no need for an investigation. The information sources say Twitter appointed former VP of Product for Health and Twitter Services, Ella Irwin, as its new head of trust and safety, replacing Joel Roth, who left the role last week. She joined Twitter in June 2022, previously working in trust and safety roles at Google, Amazon, and Twilio. Bloomberg sources said Irwin left Twitter soon after Elon Musk acquired the company, but was asked to return. In a memo to employees, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said layoffs at the company will continue into 2023. He said it's unclear how many other roles will be impacted, but said its stores and people, experiences, and technology organizations will see reductions. Indonesia's largest internet company, GoTo Group, announced it cut about 12% of its workforce, impacting 1,300 jobs. Along with other cost-cutting, a GoTo spokesperson said the staff reductions would accelerate its progress toward becoming a truly sustainable and financially independent business. The password manager 1Password confirmed it will start supporting passkeys on its desktop app and browser extensions in early 2023. It set up a demo for the implementation on its site. Writers at GameNexus were able to reliably replicate smoke and melting plastic on an NVIDIA RTX 4090 GPU when the power cable was not fully inserted and then bent to one side. This could affect any cable or adapter using the 12 VHPWR connector. A better design would make it easier to be sure the cable is fully seated. But until then, make sure you can pull on the cable firmly without it coming out and avoid bending it too far to one side. Samsung added support for Latin American Spanish to its Bixby virtual assistant. Samsung said the Galaxy S22 and S21 lineups, as well as the Z Fold 4 and Z Flip 4, will get support now, with older devices getting support in December. Brazilian Portuguese was the only Latin American language supported by Bixby. France's data protection agency CNIL announced that it had fined Discord €800,000 on November 10th for failing to comply with several obligations of GDPR, in particular with regard to the data retention periods and security of personal data. The five breaches include not having a written data retention policy, incomplete information on data retention, failure to protect data by default related to closing the application when connected to voice, insufficient secure password requirements, and failure to do data protection assessments. Discord has addressed all the breaches to CNIL's satisfaction. And finally, Japan's Fuji News Network reports authorities arrested Sonic the Hedgehog co-creator Yuji Naka on insider trading charges. The charges involve Naka allegedly buying 10,000 shares in the developer Aiming prior to the public announcement of the Dragon Quest Tact mobile game it was jointly developing with Square Enix. Naka previously worked with Square Enix between 2018 and 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.